I think about a young man that I talked to last week when we were out at the Justin Fun Day, a young man there that probably 15 years ago when he was about 30, I talked to him on the phone one night, and I did not realize that on Friday night he was playing baseball for the church. And he went sliding into home base or third base or whatever it was and twisted his knee. When he got up, I think it was third base because he had to hobble on to home. You know how we are as men, you know. His legs hurt, but he's going to make it home base. And he did, you know. But that thing swelled up and it was hurting him. So he got hurting him so bad, of course, that night they took him to the emergency because the doctors or hospitals already all closed, you know, except for emergency. So they took him to the emergency and they checked him and gave him a big leg brace and told him to go home and lay down and don't do nothing and come in Monday morning and they'll do surgery. His leg's messed up. Got to do surgery. Well, Sunday night, I called him. I thought he was going to help me work on a car Monday because he is a body man. And I called him and I said, Russell, I said, this is Thurman. I said, I didn't see you at church today. He said, well, I was there. I just left quickly. He didn't tell me he had his leg all bandaged up. Didn't tell me he had a brace on it. Didn't tell me he'd slid into home third base or whatever. Didn't tell me none of that stuff. And I said, before I ask him, are you going to help me tomorrow? He said, Thurman, by the way, what good things is God doing in your life? I said, Russell, God's doing all kinds of good things in my life. I began to tell him about somebody I prayed for and they got healed. Tell somebody else and got delivered. And for 30 minutes, I talked to him. Man, he's writing down all them scriptures, everything. And after about 30 minutes, I said, Russell, I didn't call you to tell you everything God's been doing in my life. I want to know you're going to help me with that car tomorrow afternoon. He said, I'll be out the shop at 6 o'clock. He said, I'll help you. I said, okay. I didn't realize he's at home with a bandage on his leg. Scheduled for surgery in the morning at 7 o'clock. And this is Sunday night about 9 o'clock. Anyway, when I got off the phone, he said, I'll be there. His face already welled up in him. So his wife said, you said you're going to help him tomorrow afternoon. He said, I'm going to. He said, you know, the same Jesus that Thurman serves is the one I serve.
Amen.
Said, if he'll do all them things for Thurman, he'll do them for me.
Amen.
I'm his son just like Thurman is. He ain't nobody special.
Amen.
I'm a son of God. Are you a son of God? A daughter of the King? Is God a respecter of persons? Absolutely not. He understands faith, doesn't he? So Russell said, come in here, honey. We're going to read every one of them scriptures Thurman quoted to me tonight. Every one of them. We're going to read them all. And he said, we read every promise. He said, there were some awesome, powerful promises. He said, I took that thing off my leg and said, throw this thing away. She said, we paid too much money for that. I'm going to put it in up her closet. Sounds like a woman, doesn't it? She go put it in the closet because they paid too much money for it. Russell told her to throw it away, but she didn't obey him. She put it in the closet. He said, I'm going to get up in the morning. Now, look, listen to his confession. I'm going to get up in the morning. I'm going to hit the floor running. There ain't going to be not one single thing wrong with my leg. Mark 11:23. Let's turn to Mark 11:23, and I want you to see what the King says. That depends on where you're at in your faith walk. For verily I say unto you, that whosoever shall say unto this mountain, be thou removed and be thou cast into the sea, and shall not doubt in his heart. How much doubt?
None.
But shall believe that those things which he saith shall come to pass. He shall have whatsoever he saith. Honey, throw this thing away. I don't need it. I'm going to get up in the morning. I'm going to hit the floor running. I'm going to go to work. I'm going to work all day tomorrow. I am not going to go to the hospital. I am going to have no surgery. My leg is completely normal and well right now in the name of Jesus. Now, obviously, he believed that, didn't he? So the next morning, instead of testing the water like we all do, you know, we first wake up in the morning and say, is it still down there? It hurts a little. Oh, it hurts a lot. No, that ain't the way he did it. The next morning, he threw the cover off and hit the floor running. Throwed his clothes on, said, bye, honey, I'll see you tonight after I get through up in Thurman and work on that car. Well, I didn't know all this was going on. But at 6 o'clock, I showed up out there with my car that we were going to put straighten the frame on so I could put a quarter panel. The car was for a man that was out of work and needed transportation and needed to have no money. So I had this car that had a bent quarter panel. So I went to a wrecking yard and took the quarter panel off, but the unitized body was bent and I didn't have the equipment to straighten the body, but Russell did, and he was going to straighten the body. Then I was going to put the quarter panel on it and fix it and paint it and give it to this guy so he'd have a car. And that's what I did. But when I went out there that night, Russell's running around there in the shop. Well, as soon as he saw me pull in, he said, "Come right on in here, Thurman." And I went in, I barked, backed it right over the frame machine. He goes, "Okay, now you got it in place." He said, "Now sit down a second, I want to tell you something." I said, "Okay, what you got to tell me?" He said, "Last night when you called, I was sitting there with a brace on my leg. I ruined my knee Friday night at a baseball game for the church." And he said, "I was scheduled for surgery this morning at 7 o'clock. But after listening to you talk about the things God has done and where you walk in faith," he said, "I told my wife, we're going to pray. And when I get up in the morning, I'm going to hit the floor running. There ain't going to be nothing wrong with my leg." He said, "I have worked all day long, not one single pain or nothing with my knee." And to this day, he's never had a problem with that knee. I didn't even know it was. Cheryl got to meet him. Yeah, we saw him Saturday at the Justin Fun Day. He's still a member of the Baptist Church. We saw him. And I guess that's why he's fresh on my heart, you know. I just think, what can we do as children of God when we really believe the promises of God? That's what he said, wasn't it, Keith? Anything, if you believe and no doubt in your heart. In fact, Matthew 17:20. Let's go to Matthew 17, verse 20. And Jesus said unto them, the question was, why could we not heal the boy? And Jesus said unto them, because of your unbelief. For verily I say unto you, if you have faith as a grain of mustard seed, you shall say unto this mountain, remove hence to yonder place, and it shall remove, and nothing shall be impossible to you. Now, if we could walk in faith, if we could walk in total faith, what could we do in the name of Jesus? But you really have to believe, don't you? Just like Johnny Brumfield. When I prayed over Johnny, that guy down in Manly, Louisiana, if you've not seen that testimony, you ought to see that. It's an awesome one, isn't it? Johnny was a big tree, fell across his legs, crushed a big tree. I mean, a tree that big around. It broke, crushed his legs, took him an hour and a half to saw him out from under that tree, get that thing. Two big wreckers out there trying to get that thing off of him and just crushed his legs. And they got him off, and then they care flighted him over to Shreveport, Louisiana, and he was in ICU for 30 days, and they'd done numerous surgeries and put pins, bolts, screws, you name it, they put it in his legs, and he ain't walked a step. 21 months later, when I meet him, he's not walked a step. And I prayed over him sitting right on the front row of that little church down in Manly, Louisiana. And then when I told him, I said, "Do you believe that?" He said, "Sir, I'm a Southern Baptist. If it's written in that book, I believe the promises of God." I said, "Okay, that's the kind of faith our Lord's looking for." So I said, "Well, then take the steel off and let's stand up and walk." Now, he ain't walked in 21 months. He unstrapped all that steel, Weston, and throwed it off to the side. And I reached over and took him by the hand. I said, "Get up." He bent his knees and I started to pick him up, and he said, "Oh, it hurts." I said, "Don't go by what you feel." I said, "Get up." And I just jerked him like that. I mean, I just jerked him up. And now he's standing up and I could see the doubt and unbelief coming all over him. I said, "Come on, take a step." I jerked him again and he had to take a step or fall down. And so I said, "Come on." I jerked him three times and he took one, two, three. And he said, "I'm walking." I said, "Yes, you're walking. Praise God, you're walking." I turned Johnny Brumfield loose. He walked around the podium three times and then ran to the back door and all the way back with both hands up screaming, "God is awesome." And Johnny Brumfield's still walking today. Now, what is it that done that? Oh, I know, it was just some kind of special anointing upon Thurman Scribner, wasn't it? No, it was faith in the name of Jesus by two men, him and me. It was by faith in our Lord that did that, wasn't it, Keith?
Yes.
That's what gives us everything we have, faith in our Lord. Let's go find out a little bit about what the Lord says is going to happen in the last days in Matthew 24:4. Matthew 24, start with verse 4 in the NLT. That'll be good. Matthew 24, verse 4. And Jesus told him, don't let anyone mislead you. Oh, you know, in church, who would mislead you? You know, I mean, you could never be misled. Everybody teaches the word. Just like Jack Van Impe, he was going to expose some men that are getting involved with Christendom, and TBN kicked him off the air. They don't want him. Jack Van Impe said, ain't nobody going to tell me what I can preach. He said, I withdraw my contract. And so he'd been with them for 23 years. 23 years he'd been preaching the Word of God on TBN. And TBN, because they don't want to offend the Muslims. That's what's wrong with our New World Order and our New World Religion. We don't want to offend the Muslims. So with Chrislam, they're going to put the Quran in the Christian churches. And the pastor's going to read from the Quran on Sunday. Not in this church. It ain't ever going to happen in this church, folks. If you come here to hear the Quran written or read, you come to the wrong church. You're going to hear a whole lot of Jesus' words, but you ain't going to hear nothing about the Quran. But Jesus says, don't let anyone mislead you. Verse 5 and 6. For many will come in my name saying, I am the Messiah. They will lead many astray. Let me tell you, I'm 72 years old, going on 73 years old, and I'm telling you, I have been led astray in our Christian churches. You know, I first started getting the idea that God might really heal, like he said. I mean, I had people that, all the way from PhDs down, that told me, Thurman, you're crazy. You've misunderstood God's word. I said, how do you interpret? I can have what I say with my mouth if I believe it with my heart. How do you misinterpret that? They tried. You know, they tried everything in the world. And of course, Dave said, if you want to find out something about Thurman, just type in Thurman Scrivener, go into the internet, and you'll find there's some PhDs and seminaries that'll tell you, this guy's crazy. Every time I run into one like Dave that's got healed, or Weston.
We are going to stop for today, but we will return at our next scheduled broadcast with more teaching. If you would like to have today's broadcast in its entirety titled, When You Believe, It Is Done, or you would like to have any other Living Savior Ministries teaching on CD or DVD, we will be happy to send them to you free and post-paid. You can contact the Living Savior Ministries at 940-242-2106. That's 940-242-2106. Or you can also listen to any of the Living Savior Ministries teachings online or order them free and post-paid by going to the Living Savior Ministries website at www.tlsm.org. That's www.tlsm.org. Praise the Lord Jesus.